With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Church leaders and parents' right group throughout California gearing up for a massive effort Tuesday aimed at derailing State Assembly Bill 495. Now, it's being called a child trafficker's dream because it allows total strangers to remove kids from public schools or daycare centers without their parents' permission. Karen England, president of the Capital Resource Institute in California, says every parent in America should be very concerned.
Well, on the 19th, we're having a big rally, press conference, and lobby day where we're hoping thousands of citizens come and send them out to lobby the senators to oppose this bill. This bill has been flying under the radar, and so we need to stop this bill because it goes to the Senate floor, and if it passes, it goes straight to the Governor Gavin Newsom. So we have to stop it on the 19th.
More information on AB 495 can be found on the website realimpact.us. Two police officers shot and killed in Utah while answering a disturbance call. Suspect in custody. Major airline in Australia slapped with a huge fine.
The decision to dismiss hundreds of baggage handlers and ground staff has cost Qantas a small fortune. The $58 million fine imposed by Australia's federal court comes on top of $78 million the airline must pay in compensation to workers. The company had apologized for the mass sackings during the pandemic, but a judge said he didn't believe its contrition was genuine. Lawyers who represented Australia's Transport Workers Union said the multi-million dollar fine was the darkest day in Qantas's 105-year history.
This is SRN News. Amnesty International goes to bat for Christians in Libya.
The human rights organization says the recent trials of 11 believers were a sham and all of the defendants should be released immediately. The Christians were accused of varying infractions, including criticizing Islam and trying to spread the gospel. Amnesty says, quote, prosecutors denied defendants the right to have a lawyer. They also denied the defendants access to police reports. Libya is number 4 on Open Doors' annual list of the world's worst persecutors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population, devastated by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule, officials say anti-Semitism exploding on social media, Facebook, and TikTok. COVID pandemic amplified conspiracy theories dating back to the 19th century. Last fall, there was a public ceremony to commemorate a Romanian fascist leader. This is SRN News. Well, some good health news out of Texas. Here's John Scott.
State health officials in the Lone Star State have declared the state's measles outbreak over. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. State health data shows that the last outbreak-related measles case in Texas was on July 1st. The cases were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico and jumped to other states in the U.S., Measles is prevented by vaccine. John Scott reporting.
Flights in and out of Reagan National Airport in Washington resuming Monday after a morning fire alarm in the control tower halted all traffic. FAA saying flights into the airport are being delayed because of heavy traffic after flights were stopped completely between 10:45 a.m. and noon. More details at srnnews.com.